One week after the BBC Spotlight programme in which Maria Cahill made her case against Sinn Féin and the IRA's handling of her allegations of rape, one new inquiry by the North's DPP has already begun. And as she goes to see the Taoiseach today, another is being considered by some members, at least, of the Oireachtas Justice Committee. Sinn Féin TD Pádraig McLoughlin is a member of that committee and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. This is proposed by Fianna Fáil. What's your attitude?
Well, it wasn't proposed by Fianna Fáil. It was mentioned by
They've written to the chairperson of the committee, David Stanton, proposing it.
Okay, well, the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, was the first person to mention this yesterday. What I find interesting is that the Oireachtas Justice Committee has repeatedly refused to deal with cases alleging all sorts of injustice. For example, there were families who wrote to us alleging murder cover-ups, alleging very, very serious failures by the state. And the practice of the Justice Committee has been to refer all of those matters to the Minister for Justice or to the appropriate authorities. That has been the practice. Now, the difficulties is a long list of those families who have been turned down by our Justice Committee. I believe that there should be a debate in the Oireachtas. Sinn Féin welcomes a debate on the wider issue, but there is a practical difficulty here for the Oireachtas Justice Committee, which is that there have been a whole list of families that have been denied
access
to that committee.
There is an obvious difference. This is about politics. This is about the leader of a party who says one thing and a former rising and enthusiastic member of that party who says something quite different about something very serious. Now, isn't there a case for saying this is different and let's have the two of them in and let's investigate and probe what both of them say?
Well, I would say this to you. The Oireachtas Justice Committee have repeatedly refused to deal with very serious cases. It's a very important point.
What I'm asking is, this is about a political party in which something very serious has happened. And are you saying the Justice Committee shouldn't look into the two members of that, one leading leader of that party, one former member of that party? Why should the committee not look into it?
Well, I think that the issue here is that there is an allegation, very serious allegations out there. I believe that Maria Cahill was the victim of abuse, and indeed the Sinn Féin members who met with her have testified to the same. We contest very, very strongly and reject the suggestion of a cover-up, for example, within Sinn Féin of the matters raised. Indeed, all of the Sinn Féin members who met her strongly insist that they advised her to go to counselling, support, to go to the police, to talk to her family. All of them have said that. Now, what's clear to me, and I want to make this point, is that the Minister for Justice and the Taoiseach have over 200 cases on their desk of the most profound matters, very, very serious matters. I've met with some of those families. Those families can't get a hearing. Let me finish. They can't get a meeting with the Minister for Justice. They can't get a hearing with the Taoiseach. They can't get anybody to look at their case, not even a comment, because the process is underway. Now, in terms of the allegations in the North, as you just mentioned earlier on, there's an independent review of the DPP's investigation. There's a referral to the Police Ombudsman. There's clearly a process underway. So that has been the basis in the past where matters would not be taken into a political football, which can be the doll, let's be honest about that.
It still remains we are talking about an issue which has a serious bearing on the trustworthiness and credibility of your leader. Have you spoken to him about this issue?
I haven't spoken to Gerry Adams personally.
Do you believe everything he has said?
Well, I know Gerry Adams a long, long time. I know the man's character. I know he passionately believes in people's rights to speak up. I was in a room.
Do you believe him?
Let me say this. I do believe him, yes. Let me tell you why. I was in a room many years ago when the issue of the McCartney sisters came up in Belfast, when they challenged the Republican movement at that time about the murder of their brother, and there were people in the room that was uneasy. Gerry Adams stood up and says, it was us that taught people to speak up for themselves in Belfast. Right. It was us that taught people to empower themselves. So Gerry Adams has no fear of people speaking out.
Can I put this to you? Because we are being asked to believe, obviously there are two people with conflicting accounts of what happened, but as it stands, we are being asked to believe that Gerry Adams didn't know at any stage that the IRA was compelling a rising member of his party to attend its repeated inquiries into her claims of rape, about which she had spoken to several members of his party, and at which she was compelled to come face to face with her abuser, and that she went to see him, her leader, and they didn't speak about any of this. Now, do you believe all of that?
Well, first of all, Maria Cahill alleges that she was subject to an IRA investigation. Now, those matters have been reported to the PSNI. They've been before a court in the north of Ireland. And unfortunately, that whole case collapsed because Maria Cahill withdrew her allegations.
Sorry, I just want to concentrate. So I don't want to talk about...
Are we to be held to a higher account than the courts of law in the north of Ireland?
What I'm asking about, what your leader has said about this conversation. And on all of these issues, going back to something which Maria Cahill had raised with members of his party, and she was a member of his party, which involved unease, anger, upset about several things, including being brought to face to face with her accuser, something that happened in no ordinary court. And she went to see her leader and were being asked to believe by him that she didn't speak about any of this. Now, do you have any doubts about any of that?
Well, I'll say this to you. I absolutely do not believe the comments that were attributed to Gerry Adams. I know him a long, long time since I was a young lad.
I didn't ask you about that. What I'm asking you about is this. Do you believe that Maria Cahill went to see Gerry Adams? She says, we're being asked to believe they spoke about the weather, but that she went to see Gerry Adams and they didn't talk about any of this?
What I believe is this.
Do you believe all of that?
What I believe is this.
Would you have some doubt in your mind, some small questions you might like to put to him when you get to see him?
Well, first of all, what I believe is this, is that Maria Cahill has made assertions that Sinn Féin, has covered up child abuse. She's made assertions about all sorts of members of Sinn Féin, not just Gerry Adams.
I'm not asking about
and every single one of those members, not just Gerry Adams, by the way. There's a range of Sinn Féin people who I know and respect, who all of them, not just Gerry Adams, all of them testify that they tried to help her, assist her, put her in the direction of counselling, support to go to the appropriate authorities, and for whatever reason, she chose not to.
Do you believe not just Gerry Adams. When she went to see him, they didn't speak about any of the matters, the serious matters, up to and including hearings, repeated hearings run by the IRA, which she was forced to attend, where she was forced, she says, to meet her abuser. Do you believe that, never mind whether that happened or whether you believe her or not, but do you believe that you would go to see Gerry Adams and they wouldn't talk about that?
I have to say, I know the character of Gerry Adams. I know him very well. And I believe his account of all of these matters. Absolutely believe him.
Pádraig Mac Loughlin of Sinn Féin, thank you very much.